much of what the law says is phrased somewhat in the negative. Basically, the law has a very salutary thrust. The California Nonprofit Corporation Code was developed and modified in an effort to encourage people to volunteer to serve on the boards of nonprofit corporations. And the drafters of it understood that one reason people were reluctant to do so was for fear that they might be sued or would face some liability. So what the Corporations Code includes is a lot of language regarding your immunity. In other words, it says that no matter how terrible the decisions you make might be as a board, you cannot be sued individually. So you're fully empowered to make good decisions and bad decisions. However, there are some limitations on that, and I want to stress those. The limitations are the decisions must be made in good faith, in the honest belief that they're actually benefiting the best interests of the foundation. In other words, there's an exception for this immunity. It doesn't apply to board members who involve themselves in self-dealing, conflicts of interest, intentional, wanton, or reckless acts, gross negligence, or fraud, oppression, or malice. In other words, if board members engage in that sort of behavior, they're not immune from liability. And I want to address what I think is a companion piece to that, which is the statement that board members owe to the foundation the fiduciary duty. That means that board members have not only a moral obligation, but a legal obligation to put the foundation's interests ahead of their own interests. And a breach of fiduciary duty may lead to lawsuits against board members as a result of such conduct. I want to say that I think that during the last year, this board has fallen into serious problems with respect to the exercise of its fiduciary duty and its responsibility to act in the best interests of the foundation. I believe that the primary cause of this has been the development of what I've called a two-party system within the Pacifica National Board, that we've gotten ourselves into a situation where people do not vote based upon the foundation's interests, but upon their own interests and the loyalty to the faction with which they identify. And I have to say that I think that the decision today with respect to Campbell Johnson and the adoption of a definition of the word year represents the sort of decision that was a political decision. People were afraid of how he may vote, so they adopted a definition which they will never apply again in any situation. I want to say that the decision that was made with respect to Lori Taguma's candidacy for the National Board, I think, is, again, based on a political decision. Now, people may disagree, but this factionalism has gotten to the point where the board refused to pass a policy on whistleblower law, which was drafted by the Audit Committee solely because of disagreement.
Is it point of information? Who has the point of information?
I did. I was just... This is board training, and I'd like to know in what way this is board training.
I'm afraid I have to agree with you, Kathy, that... Dan, can you phrase this in terms of some positive direction instead of as a criticism of past actions?
Well, I will. I will, because what I'm hoping to do is convince members of this board to reorient their perspectives. And, you know, people aren't going to like what I have to say. That's really unfortunate, but I'm going to say it. One of the primary fiduciary duties of this foundation and its board is to ensure the financial health of the organization. Pacifica is in debt. It owes hundreds of thousands of dollars to attorneys. It is behind in its payments to Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News to the point where we could lose those two most important programs in our network. Its payroll is in jeopardy. You know, just on the issue of attorneys, we have attorneys who are handling the Kitkuda case in Washington, D.C.
Is this appropriate for public session?
Yeah, I believe it is. I believe it is, and I'll be careful not to say anything that is confidential. We owe those attorneys over $100,000. We owe the attorneys who are handling the Cohen case a similar amount. We owe the office of Siegel and Yee.
This should be an executive session.
No, this is in the context of.
You want to talk about lawsuits?
I'm sorry. There's been a point of order made that this is inappropriate for public session. It's something which could be provided certainly in closed session. I'm going to rule. This was supposed to be a training session in, as I understood it, the legal responsibilities of the board, and it sounds more like a sermon on bad behavior in the past. And so I'm going to rule that I'm going to rule the point of order is correct.
And
I challenge that
your ruling.
Yes,
yeah.
I really do.
And so you want Dan to continue with doing what he's doing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Can we just have a vote on that? There's a point of order. I ruled on a point of order. It's been challenged.
George, I'll do my best to, in fact, I will not say anything in this meeting, which legally may be and must be done in executive session, clearly. I mean, I think one of the issues which Casey pointed out is that executive session should be used to keep secret matters that must be kept secret, not to avoid discussing sensitive subjects. What I'm discussing are matters of public record. Our financial report is a matter of public record. The fact that the foundation may not be able to meet its payroll in January and February is a matter of public record. The fact that we are currently operating on the basis of the good graces of our creditors who have refrained from bringing lawsuits against the foundation is a matter of public record. What has to be addressed by this board is taking responsibility for this financial situation. There has yet to be responsibility for it. As Casey pointed out, this is probably the only board that any of us have ever heard of where board members do not have responsibility for raising money. It's the only board
point
I know of where
please.
There are board members who don't contribute to
point
the foundation on a regular basis.
Sorry, Dan, hold on a second. Point of information, what's the question?
How does this apply? How does this give the instructions to the board as to what its legal responsibilities are? As a matter of a point of personal privilege, I feel extraordinarily violated by these allegations.
Right.
The new board.
Yes,
I did make a ruling, and Dan, I think it is. I'd asked if you would couch this somehow in terms of positive directions. What are you asking us to do in the future,
okay,
as opposed to criticisms of past actions?
I believe
there was a challenge to that, if you think you can go do that, I won't vote on the challenge.
I believe,
otherwise, I'll take a vote on it.
George, that the board must take responsibility for saving the foundation financially. That is prospective. We have bills that are not paid. We have to have a plan for paying those bills. It is an obligation of this board under California law to have the financial viability of the Pacifica Foundation in its heart and in its loyalty. And it is the obligation of this board not to do things which unnecessarily expose the national board to liability. Unnecessary things like not having an executive director to lead the return to fiscal viability, like not having a CFO to take care of the books and make sure that bills are paid. These are matters that unnecessarily expose this foundation to liability, and they have to be fixed, and they have to be fixed now. The other thing that the board needs to do is to take responsibility for its members who engage in irresponsible conduct, whether it's board members who violate the confidentiality of closed session discussions to secretly provide information to people who sue Pacifica. That's a breach of fiduciary duty. Board members who sue Pacifica and continue to bring unnecessary, frivolous, and debilitating lawsuits that drain our treasury are in breach of fiduciary duty. Board members who disrupt meetings, who demonstrate less self-control than my 9-year-old grandson, should be held in check by the board. Board members who participate in board meetings while intoxicated need to be drawn in and controlled by this board. Board members who engage in behavior which is contrary to Pacifica's principles by disrespecting and disempowering people of color on the board and in station management are acting contrary to Pacifica's bylaws and are in breach of their fiduciary duty. You can tell where this leads.
Mr. Chair,
I am offering my resignation. I am offering my resignation as Pacifica's counsel as of this meeting. I cannot participate as the attorney for a board that does not respect the rule of law, does not respect my legal opinions. I think the board majority that is seems hell-bent on the course of conduct that I've been discussing should hire a lawyer who will do what they want her or him to do. There are lots of them around. They'll give you the support and advice that you want.
Are you resigning immediately?
And I will resign effective at the conclusion of this meeting. I want to make it clear that I'm responsible for 3 lawsuits against Pacifica at this time. I will continue to handle those lawsuits as my responsibilities under the State Bar Act require until those lawsuits are either concluded or new attorneys are hired to substitute in to take my place. So that's my report. Thank you.
Dan, when you say you're resigning as at the end of this meeting, you mean at the end of Sunday or do you mean like now?
At the end of the weekend.
Thank you. We have 20 minutes before dinner, and
excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
One of the members of the local station spent her own money to purchase the tea, coffee, and snacks, and I'm asking the board to chip in $10 a person so that she can be reimbursed for this bill.
And I ask
that the money be delivered. What?
Is there an ATM machine close by? An ATM? Yeah.
I live in San Francisco.
would you pass something around? We could put the money in?
Or? Yes, I will. Let me collect something. It's for Tracy Larkins, but she did spend it, and I have her
later,
bill here.
You can drop it in. Yes, thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
I also would like to... one of the things that the lady earlier was saying, that recognition is something that we should be forthgiving. I think we should be letting the people know there's a lady at the desk named Emma, and thanking them for allowing us to use this space, which they've offered to us for the entire convention. And also people like Tracy and Lawrence back there, who have been so very helpful on making this this thing possible. And these guys are our unsung heroes.
Emma is presumably not here and didn't hear that. Is there some way we can convey that to her?
Well, I'm just saying, as the members leave, they could thank the lady.
I think that's an excellent idea.
I thanked her, and she was so pleased with me just thanking her, and I think we can all do it.
Yes. We have 20 minutes.
Are we going to discuss a follow-up for Dan?
We have time for discussion of Dan's comments. I think it's probably a good thing to do at this point. And I would encourage people to try to do it in a way that isn't making people wrong about what they said. I know that sounds a little funny when you think, but he is wrong, if that's what you think. I guess that's all I can say about it at the moment. Would anyone like to comment on Dan's comments?
I would. I would like to say that whatever people might have to say, I think we have to take into consideration that he has just offered his resignation. And that if we are going to make comments, we should do that with that consideration and with some humility.
AC.
Yes, I think it's a very serious matter when the attorney for an organization has stated what he did state and driven to the point where he's willing to leave this organization. That is a very, very serious matter, and we are facing some serious problems as a result of this. And I don't think that this is a time where we should be silent. As Martin Luther King says, silent can be betrayal. And I think that, and I'm not going to be silent, I think that we have a fiduciary responsibility to the state of California to care for this organization. And this has been related to us by a lawyer for the FCC, so that the question here is, how serious are we going to take this? He could barely make it through his presentation without being interrupted by a faction. Let's be clear. There is a faction on this board.
There are two.
And the question is, factionalism predominates this board, and however you want to frame that. And I don't think that we should sit by and allow that kind of thing to happen without examining what is this factionalism. What does it really want, you know, in this process? I think that it's clear to me that this issue goes into the heart of other issues on the board, such as I think he named Laura, also Lonnie, and also the denial of funds to pay debts that has to do with depriving us of our responsibility to care for the board. And people doesn't seem to give a damn, to be quite honest with you. And there's a majority, and they just vote whatever their reckless majority is. You can criticize me for that.
These remarks.
But I'm going to
allow people to say what they need to say.
All right. And I'm saying to you that this is a 60-year-old organization. It is not time that we should be tearing it down to the point. Nor is it time for a faction or a group of people to come in and try to sabotage it or even disrupt it or, in this case, to break it up, which is what I personally think, that this is an effort to kill this organization. And I think for that reason, and I appeal to everybody, to really, really weigh that. Maybe we need time to think this out, but we really should think about the fact, given not only Dan's position, but given the young lady who gave us our position at first, our lecture, this is too serious, and I think that anybody would realize that based upon the threat to this organization by not taking care of its financial responsibility, by recklessly dealing with the fact that we, the manner in which we handled not only the Laura case but also the Bonnie case, this is certainly going to court. It is no question about it. I mean, I'm thinking of taking it to court. So the question is that if this is where it's at, and if we are really serious about this, we need to really think about it. Think about it in a very, very serious way. Do we want to assassinate a 60-year-old organization? If that is our aim, then we can continue as we are.
Let me say that I have wondered myself what the real basis for the factionalism on this board was. And I think it would be very useful if we could speak to that. Well, what do we need from each other that we think we're not getting? What do we suspect the others of doing that we don't want them to do? Something like that, I think, might be a useful conversation. But I'll take whatever we get. Let's see. Sean? And then
to respond to my colleague, by its definition, the word faction denotes two sides. So this is not one group doing bad things. We have a very factionalized board. And I must say that Dan's laundry list sounded like an indictment of the current management. And I want to assure my friend Mr. Byrd and everybody else that whatever faction I'm with, I come to save and restore Pacifica. Okay? And if we are going to sit around and talk about assassination and destroying Pacifica, then you should expect a strong pushback by people who are sincerely committed to restoring and strengthening Pacifica. And so we got to change our outlook and we got to change our language, because I'm not here to assassinate anybody, sir. And I think those kind of remarks are way beyond the pale. Thank you.
Nia.
Let me just, I'm kind of dumbfounded and I'm kind of sad to hear what Dan just had to say. I mean, I guess I took no offense to anything that Dan said, because I've been on this board now. This will be my 13th month, and everything that he said is true. We have experienced those things, and we have to be honest about everything that he said. I know he wasn't talking to me, so, you know, it was no, as they would say, no skin off my nose. But I must say, we really need to, I said earlier at the beginning of the meeting that we should have gone ahead with the training, and Casey was, is she still here? I can't see that far. If you're back there, Casey, she was absolutely wonderful. And all the things that she said are things that we've heard different people say over the past year. Some of them I have said myself. And I just want to go on the record as saying that as a black woman, and Dan, as a self-identified white man, I have the utmost respect for you in terms of your racial politics. I'll stand on top of Mount Everest, and I will say it, that I really, really respect you for that. I have not seen you display any kind of bigotry, as far as I am concerned, and I will reiterate, I really respect that. And it saddens me that here you have a good, progressive white man having to leave a progressive board. That is just absolutely abominable and unheard of. And I am totally disappointed and disgusted.
I have Susan Buzette and Carolyn on the staff.
First, I'd like to say, George, thank you very much for opening this conversation with the words that you did. I'm a new person here, but I am in my second three-year term at KPFT, and I served as vice chair the first year with Mike Martin as chair, and chair the next 3 years, and we went through a T many of the things that are happening at National. From my experience, every person around this table believes in Pacifica and believes that they are fighting for and on behalf of Pacifica in the very best way that they know how.
Thank you.
What we're trying to do is hard, and the election method that we have, which has a very good reason for it in history, does not necessarily bring skill sets, nor does it bring the resources or whatever that many nonprofits build on an ongoing basis. That's part of what we need to understand. And it also, the bylaws also provide for that there will likely be a majority and minority position, just in the way that's one of the things that SDV helps set up. It is reflective of a generational thing. We have a wonderful man on our KPFD board. His name is Esther King. He is one of the important black activists going back to the 60s in Houston. He worked with Mickey Leland and all of those folks.
Why isn't he here?
Because he wasn't on the board long enough to run for the PNB.
Please, please, please. This is a board meeting.
He is one of the people we would have liked to have nominated. At any rate, what he said was that he is flabbergasted over the Obama election. He didn't see it happening. Part of what I believe that we have going is we have all grown up and committed ourselves to adversarial advocacy. That's our expectation around feminism, around race, around many, many issues. We make ourselves irrelevant by staying with that generational perspective, because the world is moving past us. Radio is moving past us. Media is moving past us. I believe in everybody's goodwill, but we are drenched in mistrust. We have a foundation that is probably, arguably, in bankruptcy. We have litigation all over the place. We're at odds with our own employees. I think we can set those expectations aside, but we've got to clean up our own language, and we've got to clean up our own level of respect for each other.
Who's that?
Thank you, Chair. Well, 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 grand finale. I think in psychology there is a means of coping that's called projection. You see in others what you have in you. And I think that's what I got from what I thought was going to be a training session. But it turned out to be something little less than training, or more, depending on your perspective. However, Mr. Siegel, Attorney Siegel, has done nothing that we should be worried about. I have fought tooth and nail for the last year or 18 months against a gag rule that I believe came from that office, the general counsel's office. And I was heartened to actually hear for the first time in those 18 months that the person who is telling us to be careful with what we say was actually giving us information that I think our listeners deserve. And that's why I challenged the chair's, whatever it was. This is Pacifica. We are supposed to be the alternative means of expressing ourselves. And for that, Mr. Siegel, Attorney Siegel, I thank you very much. Because if, from what we heard in the training session, only take over... what was the word she used? Takeover, when you're taking over something else, another company. We're not doing that. And certainly there's nothing here that warrants us having an executive session this weekend. And for that reason, we will have to come up with a reason, a very, very strong reason for closing these doors after that speech. Our listeners need to hear. We keep hearing about the brink we're on. The listeners don't know about the brink we're on over. Are we going to wait until we get over the brink and break our flaming necks before we tell them? No. Let them know now. And thank you very much, Mr. Attorney. I just wish that you had stayed a little longer. Does that mean, Chair, that we do not have a counsel as we speak?
No.
Because that's what
no.
I hear.
He said very clearly that he's... not resigning until the end of
okay, the that's meeting. Fine. Thank you.
Carolyn. Oh, I'm sorry. I have Rico. Yeah. I have, if it's not Carolyn, it's Rico.
Yeah. And could you put me in?
Yes, Andrea.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'm like a lot of you. I'm a little punch drunk right now from my first meeting here. But I do take. I don't agree with some of the things that were said about this board, and I'd like to start it with this. I became involved with KPFK and Pacifica because I feel that there is nothing in this country more important than the media and getting an objective media. And since the main media hasn't done their job, the only media we have are stations like ours. That's why I joined this organization, and I think that's why everybody around here joined this organization, because they care about the stations that are involved in it. Now, they may have different opinions about how to run it or what our goals are. Well, I don't think they have different opinions of our goals, but I think they have different opinions of how to attain those goals. So I don't think anybody's here trying to assassinate the station. We all understand how valuable this station is, especially now. I wrote an email to you guys before you came here saying that this is a new board. We have a new start, and we will make the board what we make it. It will be what we make it. And before this, Our Lady could even sit in her seat, we're already talking about how there's fractionalization stamped into this board. I'm not part of no damn fraction. I'm an individual that came here to figure out how we can do justice to this station and to Pacifica. And I was hoping that I would be a part of those newbies that will not be a part of a faction, that will be a part of a bridge-building process that will actually get this board into doing work that the station needs to be done. And I do kind of resent the fact that all of a sudden I am locked into some fraction that I don't really understand. I don't really understand the history, and I come here with that ignorance, but I also come here with a freshness because I don't come with the luggage of that, whatever that history is. So I wanted to come here as someone that's starting anew, that will be open to everybody and will judge each person on their own merits and not on their past, but what they present to me and what I present to them.
We have... It's just about 5 o'clock. We have three people on the stack: Jamie, Jim, and Andrea. We're going to go to dinner next. We have to be back by 6. I'll entertain a motion to extend time for
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you all would speak briefly, we can probably do that. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
I'd like to amend it until they all speak, until the stack is exhausted.
So give them the time to say what they want. There's no time limit?
Until the stack is exhausted. Give them a minute or 2 minutes and the stack is exhausted.
Well, that's the same thing, basically.
No,
so
it's not. They might speak longer.
There are three people, Jamie, Jim, and Andrea, and let's say we give you 2 minutes apiece to speak. How about that?
Okay.
Jamie?
Yes. Thanks, George. Two things I want to discuss here. First, I have to say I do very much take objection to our counsel saying that he knows why we voted on certain issues. He does not. His descriptions of my motives, and I'm sure my fellow board members' motives, is not correct. He has no way of knowing these things. And also, we're not really supposed to talk about people's motives like that. So I strongly take objection to those comments by our counsel.
We'll take it next.
The second comment I'd like to do is to address this issue that is now under the heading of fractionalization. I think this is a very interesting question and a very important question for our board to get a hold of, and it's not something to be taken on lightly. I will offer you a very brief take. I believe that there has been what people might call now factionalization in Pacifica for a long time. Various lines of divides were people who had air, people who didn't have air, people who were friends of management, people who were not friends of management. If a station's programming changed, people who liked the program before, people who liked the programming after. There have been these kind of turf war type things going on for a long time, well before the current bylaws came into effect. And various stations have handled these things in a more, I don't know, professional or handled them better than others. You know, some areas these became big problems, and other areas they did not. And as to our current new board, there is definitely a factionalization on this board. I would describe the axis of that factionalization with certain people who are related to groups that are in power at certain stations on one side, and the other people who are not related to those groups tend to be on the other side.
That's time.
So I do believe we should discuss this more. You know, we really do have to work this out if we're going to work together as a board. We need to understand what it is that divides us. And I will be happy to talk to anybody here about that. Thanks.
Jim.
Thank you. First of all, let me just say that I came to the board because I'm very concerned about the future of the foundation. I respect what Dan has said. I took it as a learning experience because it was able to give me some information about what his judgment was of what was going on, and I respect his judgment. He has a right to his judgment of us. When I said of us, I mean of the board. The board's responsibility in the past was not to allow what has happened to happen. And when we receive criticism based on our past action, a lot of time it's for us to examine ourselves individually and ask ourselves, what role did we play in what has happened? Since it is the board's responsibility to keep this ship afloat, what happened when it came your time to row the boat? What happened when it came to your time to make a decision that would keep it going? I'm here because I want to honor the trust that my LSB put in me and voted me here to help to grow the foundation. That's why I'm here. And if I see that I can't do that, then I won't be here. I can't be a part of the kind of confusion that I've heard today.
Jim, that's time to.
Thank you.
Andrew.
I don't want to have us, this is my first meeting, and I don't want us to implode and to turn on ourselves. And we all come from different associations and factions or whatever you want to call it. The thing that we have to find now is common ground. And common ground for me right now means legally we need someone in charge and someone on board. That is our legal responsibility to make sure that we have someone. We have legal cases pending. I'm going to ask you, Dan, if you can rescind your position and continue on as the legal counsel for Pacifica. And if you would do this for a period of 2 months in order that we can continue our dialogue and figure out how to take care of some of the legal cases we have on board, figure out our common ground as well, which is an aside, and to try to move forward because basically we need to have a legal entity in place in order to handle our legal cases that we're coming up with, the bankruptcy, the loans. I mean, we could go on and on, not to mention the personnel cases. The potential personnel cases. So I'm asking you if you could respond to me, and then I'd like to put it in a motion that we do not accept your resignation. And if you could say that you would rescind your position for right now on an interim basis because whether we like someone or not, we have a legal responsibility, and we have to keep this ship afloat.
May I speak to Andrea, your time is up, and time is up that we allotted.
No, my 2 minutes was not up.
Yeah, I did talk.
No, I don't. But I through the chair. But that's okay. I understand. I've been a chair of KPFA.
You've.
And I love you all.
Andrea has suggested a motion. We would need to extend time in order to make a motion.
Okay, thank you.
Would you like to move to extend time for some time?
So moved.
Okay. For how much time?
Wait. 5 minutes.
Second. 10 minutes.
I object.
5 minutes.
We have to.
Then we'll take a vote.
Yeah, that's fine. Seconded.
Can we deal with this after we come?
Come back. Absolutely.
No.
Yes.
No.
Also,
it's hot right now.
It should be.
Come
no,
on,
but
Jimmy.
It, there should
Give it
be.
Up, baby.
I'm sorry. There's a motion to extend time. It was objected to. We need to vote on the motion to extend time.
For what?
Well, we didn't get a time for that. What time do you want to
come
put
on.
For that?
10 minutes.
For 10 minutes.
I have a point of information.
Yes.
Regarding the scheduling for this, are we under any constraints as to when we have to come or when we have to go or future?
Well, this is noticed for 6 o'clock for our return, and we have to go out and feed ourselves.
No, well, no, that's exactly what I'm
Our fiduciary responsibilities are more important than dinner right at this time.
You know, I'd like to speak to those. We have somebody who is just, you know, grandstanding, and I'd like to speak to some of her remarks. I'm sorry.
I don't mind. Whatever you want to call it.
There's a motion to extend time. It's not debatable, as I remember. I could be wrong, but I think it's not debatable.
Information? Is it possible, I'm asking the chair, is it possible for us to address a motion such as this when we get back from the
Yes, of course.
Dinner?
Yes, of course it is. That motion can be made in any public session. It could be made in executive session, for that matter. The motion before us is whether to extend time. It requires 2/3.
To the vote.
I'll try to do it with a show of hands. Yes, it does. I'm sorry, it requires 2/3.
Did we ever adopt the agenda?
Extend time.
To the board.
Extend time
takes
to the
board's
vote.
Yeah, we never. Wendy's correct.
Wendy is not correct. We set a time for this.
Right.
And it was 6 o'clock. We extended time. We're asked to extend. I'm sorry, it was 5 o'clock. We were asked to extend time again. So is there. I'd like to just vote on this. The motion can be handled later. If you want to handle it now, vote yes. If you don't want to handle it now, vote no. So, all those in favor of extending time for 10 minutes, put up your hand. All those opposed to extending time for 10 minutes, put up your hand. Okay, so the motion fails.
Okay.
I'll accept the motion to adjourn until 6 o'clock when we're due back here.
With my motion still on the floor to open up.
You can introduce it again at any time.
It never made the
floor because we didn't extend time, but you can introduce it at any time.
Okay.
Yes. Grace, I also have a point of information. Are we paying for the restaurants ourselves? Do we have a per diem? What's the story?
We don't know. You
have to pay for the restaurants yourself.
Okay,
and keep
fine.
Your receipts.
They're all north of here. One block, there's about 20 restaurants. The menus are over there.
Which way is north?
So when you go out the front door to your left, you can walk. It's a block and a half, 20 restaurants, up and down, top and bottom.
If you turn to your right, you'll get to Pico Boulevard, and there are many, many more lower-priced restaurants.
One other question. Can we leave the computers here?
Well, it's...
Is this...
There's...
I want a drink. It's
Thank you.